Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, WBEZ's podcast on everything happening in Chicago and around the world. A historic verdict came down this week, with a Cook County jury awarding $363 million to a woman who alleged pollution from a sterilization plant near her home gave her cancer. Willowbrook resident Sue Kamuda developed breast cancer in 2007, and she alleges it's because of the toxic air she was breathing. Kamuda sued a company called Sterigenics for releasing a known carcinogen from its medical tool sterilization plant. According to the EPA, pollution from Sterigenics risked the health of people up to 25 miles away from the Willowbrook facility. Kamuda is the first of almost 800 people who have sued this company. And here to give us the backstory of the case and what it means for the other plaintiffs is Michael Hawthorne, investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Michael, first, Sterigenics used ethylene oxide. What do we know about that gas? Where is it typically found, and just how dangerous is it?
It's mostly used to create other chemicals, like ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
But a small percentage of the production of ethylene oxide is used as a sterilant. And the forerunner, the corporate forerunner of Sterigenics, a company at the time called Griffith Laboratories, based here in Chicago, and was a major supplier to the meatpacking industry when we still had a very robust meatpacking industry. They patented a method to pump this gas into sealed chambers, and it would sterilize spices used in the meatpacking industry.
Mm-hmm.
But then later they patented a use of it to sterilize medical instruments. And so over the years, that's been used. And, you know, outside of maybe some people in the toxicology world and in the occupational health, you know, world,
yeah,
really knew much about this. I remember the first time I heard about it was in hospital settings where they had these small little vacuum chambers that they would sterilize, you know, scalpels and other medical instruments.
Right.
But this is a big, you know, full industrial-sized operation.
Yeah, right. And so all the sterilizing, but it could be dangerous for your health, so says this suit. So give us the backstory on this company, Sterigenics, and how many people this all affected.
So Sterigenics was formed at this Griffith Laboratories, now known as Griffith Foods, sold it in the late 90s, if I recall correctly, and you know, a bunch of different corporate mergers, restructurings, private equity deals eventually became Sterigenics.
Yeah.
And it was in 2011, was actually purchased by the private equity firm of our former governor, Bruce Rauner. And that became an issue later in his reelection campaign against now Governor J.B. Pritzker. Sterigenics, you know, consolidated, owns a lot of these facilities around the country. And they not only use ethylene oxide, they use irradiation to sterilize medical equipment. Griffith Foods, then Griffith Laboratories, had chosen this spot in Willowbrook. It's behind, well, what's now a Target store. It's near City Hall,
mm-hmm.
Village Hall. You wouldn't really notice it. It's not like what you think of as the stereotypical factory with a giant smokestack. It's just nondescript buildings, you know, trucks coming in and out every now and then. You know, most people, Sue Kamuda, who lived a third of a mile away, you know, it's essentially hidden behind retailers and restaurants. And the gas is invisible. You can't smell it. So nobody knew that this was out there. And at points in time after Sue moved to Willowbrook in the mid-1980s, the emissions from that facility were staggering by comparison. And even then, when this became an issue, when the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency got involved and Sterigenics attempted to reduce their pollution, they had actually reduced it down to roughly less than 1% of what they use getting out into the air, less than that. And it still, according to the EPA, elevated the cancer risk to some of the highest risks in the nation.
So So tie Sue in here then. How does she fit into that? Exactly what you just explained.
Well,
I mean,
Sue lived there for a long time,
yeah.
And, you know, and so she was breathing the air and breathing this pollution.
22 years.
Yeah, and the defense argued, and they're right in this sense. You can't. Nobody can say why a specific individual gets cancer. What the EPA found after years of animal studies and also a huge study of sterilization workers is that this increases exposure to even small, really tiny concentrations of this over a lifetime is going to increase your risk of cancer mm-hmm. to a level that what the EPA considers unacceptable.
Let's hear from Sue herself. This is from a press conference, which I know you attended, Michael. This is Sue and her lawyers sort of talking about here she explains why she chose to sue in the first place.
To shut them down. They were still operating, you know, and we encourage people to sign up and be part of it to help get them out of Willowbrook.
Did it seem like an uphill battle?
Yes. 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 It's been a long 4 years.
What was that like being in the room, seeing all of this?
Well, it was great to actually see her in person. I had interviewed her back in 2018 when I first started writing about this. And, you know, she was adamant at that time that she had gone through the emotional turmoil of suffering through breast cancer. She learned that she did not have the genetic markers for breast cancer. She didn't have any history of breast cancer in her family. And yet she went through the emotional and physical suffering of a cancer diagnosis, and she always wondered why. And so she read one of my first stories and we're like, bingo, this could be it.
I see.
And she became one of these 700-plus people to sue Sterigenics.
And this suit, talk about how it led to the closure of Sterigenics.
Well, the suit actually didn't. It was actually the suit, you know, there was all of these lawsuits were coming along. There's been a back and forth in court, a lot of, you know, just procedural things,
okay.
Which court should hear the cases, for example, and then delayed this recently concluded trial from actually beginning. What happened was first an arm of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did some modeling of air monitoring that the EPA had done and found that the cancer risk in Willowbrook and surrounding communities was even higher than what the EPA had considered just based on its model.
Yeah.
So that was very concerning. There was a public meeting in Willowbrook. The leaders of Willowbrook, the mayor, other people in the village, found out about this roughly just hours before the public did. And so it became this this real moment of clarity for a lot of people in that community, a community that politically has been changing. DuPage County, historically the bedrock of Republican politics in Illinois, that's been changing. Hillary Clinton won decisively mm-hmm. there, Barack Obama twice, Pritzker won handily in DuPage County. And Willowbrook also is a very, you know, well-to-do, relatively upper-middle-class community
yeah.
with a lot of smart people and, you know, people who work at Argonne National Laboratory, for example.
Right, right.
And so they organized and they did their homework and they pressed the U.S. EPA, even under the Trump administration, mm-hmm. to take this seriously. And so the head of the air division within the U.S. EPA came to Willowbrook multiple times and promised that they would do something about this.
You know what I'm thinking? This company is gone, but has that pollution also left the air?
Yeah, it has. Actually, at one point, Governor Pritzker ordered the facility to shut down. They couldn't use ethylene oxide anymore. This
okay.
was in early 2019. And at the time, the U.S. EPA had all these monitoring devices around Willowbrook and some of the surrounding suburbs, Burr Ridge and whatnot. And the levels of ethylene oxide in the air measured by these devices just dropped to almost nothing.
Wow. I got to talk to you before you leave about this huge amount of money I quoted at the top of this segment. The jury awarded her $363 million.
That was more than what the lawyers had asked for.
Right. They asked for $346.
I think, you know, I think the Kamuda's lawyers put on a really good case, and they, as Patrick Salvi, her lead attorney, Patrick Salvi II, said yesterday, the jury saw through the industry defenses, and they could also read Sterigenics' own emails and documents that showed that they knew a long time ago that this was dangerous. They spent a long time fighting the EPA on whether to install more efficient pollution controls, and then also just trying to undermine the science that shows that this is a very dangerous chemical.
Yeah, well, speaking of her lawyer, let's hear a little bit from him.
We think this ought to set the tone. I mean, there's a lot of victims out there, and we're ready to do this again and again and again if we have to. There's a lot of Sue Kamuta's coming later. They are entitled to be heard as well. And I think also deserve justice.
He said there's a lot of Sue Kamutas out there. So he's obviously referring to the hundreds more in line to, you know, also suing this company. What are the chances that those folks get such a large settlement?
That's a great question, because, this verdict will obviously be appealed by the companies. You know, sometimes that could get knocked down. It's still probably going to be a substantial amount of money. It's going to hurt the bottom line of these companies that are very focused on the bottom line because their private equity owners demand that.
Yeah.
That's why different private equity firms have bought into this industry, is because it makes a lot of money. The FDA, the EPA, very concerned. Currently, sterilization facilities, obviously Sterigenics is now closed. They closed in 2019.
Right.
They couldn't get a renewal of their lease for the buildings they were using. They were under a heck of a lot of pressure, bipartisan pressure from elected officials and people in the community. But other facilities owned by Sterigenics and other companies still pose a problem, still pose a risk to their communities. They still are not regulated. They aren't regulated under basically what the EPA says should be happening, the stringent regulation that should be happening. President Biden's EPA promising to change that, perhaps proposing new rules at the beginning of the year. We can see a lot of the things that Sterigenics lawyers said in court here in Cook County coming out again, the denial of the science, the as Pat Salvey put it, the cherry picking of the science to essentially absolve them of any liability.
Yeah, we'll leave it there, Michael. But, I'm thinking, do I need to be concerned now about my home's proximity to these plants when I'm looking for my next place to live?
I think, that's why there's something called the Toxics Release Inventory that allows people to do that. Interestingly enough, Sterigenics was not reporting to the TRI, which is designed for the people's right to know.
Yeah.
But now their other facilities will actually be required to do that.
That was Michael Hawthorne, investigative reporter with the Tribune. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Linnea Dominic. It was edited and mixed by Andrew Merriweather. Want to stay up to date on what's happening in the news? Then consider subscribing to this podcast. Don't forget to leave us a rating, too. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.